From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across a nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, crop formation. It's been a while since we talked about that. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And of course, he has published more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to a number of multi-authored text and reference books as well on the subject. He is a veterinarian by trade. He is a naturopathic doctor as well. How many autopsies on animals now, Doc?
Oh, gosh, just on one NIH study, George. I did 20,000 autopsies on 454 species, including 3,000 humans. And then when you look at other things at Iowa State University, University of Missouri, all over the place, another maybe 10,000. So on animals, maybe 30,000, human beings, 8,000.
Wow. What do you think of this injecting rodents with human brain material? People are panicking about this. Why would they do this, Doc?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. Number one, I think they're probably trying to study they might be able to get some benefit from it to the rats. Also, if they have diseases like Parkinson's disease and MS and Lou Gehrig's disease and Huntington's disease, I'm really thinking, well, maybe it's actually a virus because their approach is all wrong, and so they're looking for other ways to approach these diseases. Also, it's kind of interesting when it comes to sexual things, you know, gay, lesbian, transgenders, those kind of things. They're not quite sure. Everybody still thinks it's a choice. It's actually a birth defect caused by nutritional deficiencies early in the pregnancy when the preoptic hypothalamus is forming in the brain. And so, again, they're trying to see if they can transmit gay behavior by injecting brain tissue into rats and things.
Jeez, that could be dangerous for them to even try to play around with Mother Nature.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Doc, how have you been since the last time we talked?
Well, just very, very busy. We just bought a big company in Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. So I've been to Mexico, been to...
Would that be a coffee company or a cannabis company?
Well, it's actually a nutrition company. They had these super juices, back in the day, say 15, 20 years ago, you know, maybe 25 different companies where they had just one product was a super juice, and Goji, and this is actually a Goji company, and Goji juice. And so they had 25 great products, including the Goji juice. But, you can go to some of these big box stores, and instead of buying a quart of Goji juice from a company for $40, you can get it for $8 a quart.
Jeez,
so
that's
pretty
a big
much
difference.
It impacted these companies horribly. And so we were able to pick this company up, a great, great asset, great people in Colombia. But the beauty of it is, they're in 50 countries. So we picked up markets in 50
Huge.
Countries that we weren't in previously. And that's probably the biggest piece, as well as 25 wonderful products.
Don't get too big. They'll all look at you when that happens. You know what? But you never know. Doc Wallach, of course, is with criticalhealthnews.com, one of our prime sponsors to the program, because they like us. Well, we like you too, Doc.
Well, we love you, George. You have such a great impact. Every place I go, all over the world, oh, we hear you on George Norrie.
Well, I tell you what, you have helped so many people. I can't, this time around, I have gotten more emails. I've got a handful of them that I'll be reading to you during the tonight from people who want advice. Why can't they get it from their doctors?
Well, doctors are very ignorant when it comes to nutritional things. Doctors are very smart, IQ-wise, but they're ignorant when it comes to information. The study I did with the 20,000 autopsies and 454 species plus 3,000 humans, the thesis, it became my thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, which is equivalent to a PhD degree, That particular thesis, a.k.a. the book, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And what I learned was, and why it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, George, is that every disease, with the exception of infectious diseases, you know, like rabies and things like that, bacterial and viral encephalitis, those sort of things of the brain, as well as trauma. And back, we did this study for the NIH because they thought back in the 60s the Earth was going to end in 2 weeks from pollution. And they wanted me to find pollution because I'd written the first paper on a mass die-off from pollution.
Huh. All right.
And so they chose me. Why me, you dumb kid from Missouri? They picked me to be the pathologist on the project. And so that was a great, great, great privilege and excitement. But what I found was, George, instead of pollution being the problem, every vertebrate that gets the same nutritional deficiency gets the same disease. I'm finding type 2 diabetes in crocodiles and alligators. I'm finding sickle cell anemia, supposed to be a genetic disease, and black people. It turns out to be just a birth defect of the bone marrow cells early in pregnancy. Mother's missing stuff. And then the bone marrow cells put out dysfunctional hemoglobin. You find sickle cell anemia in white people. They give it a different name, thalassemia. And so because it's...
But it's the same thing, basically.
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely the same disease. These are the sort of things I'm discovering. And, you know, you find the cause of kidney stones in every species of vertebrate, same, and so forth. Every birth defect is caused by nutritional deficiency of the embryo in various stages. And so this is why the science of genetics has faltered and failed. They spent trillions of dollars trying to build genetically engineered proteins to cure genetic diseases. There's not a single genetically transmitted disease. It was a huge fraud and false theory. And so they've given a new name to the science that's replacing genetics called epigenetics. And I'm considered one of the two fathers, along with an Englishman by the name of Bruce Lipton, like Lipton tea.
Well, we know Bruce.
Yeah, okay, wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Brilliant, and so to be on the same stage with him is just wonderful, and to be considered one of the fathers of this science, I'm just very, very proud.
Sign up for Doc Wallach's newsletter, by the way, by going to criticalhealthnews.com, and you'll receive some tips on 10 bad foods. We really are what we eat, aren't we, Doc?
Well, you are what you absorb, really. The old theory was you are what you eat, and that's not true. You are what you absorb, which is sort of a twist on you are what you eat, because you have to eat it to be able to absorb it.
That's right.
You can eat things, and it all comes out the other end and makes the septic tank happy, but you're not getting the benefit of it. And it turns out that the big diseases, such as plaque in the arteries, has nothing to do with cholesterol and saturated fat. It's due to inflammation, which I said in 1971. During this big autopsy.
You were so far ahead of the curve. We've got a dear friend. He was on with me Sunday night, Christian Wild. I ought to get you two together. Christian,
well, I'd love to do it.
Christian has been talking about inflammation for years,
mm-hmm.
for years. And doctors are beginning to say, you know, that's one of the big causes of heart problems and atherosclerosis and things like that.
Yeah, and of course, you have to appreciate the 75 years ago, we're looking at cholesterol and saturated fat was the demons that caused plaque in the arteries and heart disease and strokes, which was totally untrue. I was finding, George, I'm finding arteriosclerosis, coronary artery disease in wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of Iran. How are they eating hamburgers and french
right.
fries? And you know, where are they getting their cholesterol from? And so I knew that there was a false theory, but it took me a while to figure out what caused it. And I knew by 1971 it was inflammation. Oils that go rancid, they oxidize, when we're talking about salad dressings and cooking oils, these are the things that actually cause ED, erectile dysfunction, low T, low testosterone, menopause at age 35, and the lowering of cholesterol and the drugs, the statin drugs to lower cholesterol, which was supposed to be the greatest health invention of the 20th and 21st centuries, turns out to be the biggest killer. it turns out that low cholesterol is what causes Alzheimer's disease. And because 75% of the brain weight of all vertebrates is the white matter of the brain, the connective tissue part of the brain, and it's called myelin, and it turns out it's almost 100% cholesterol, and you get rid of cholesterol out of your diet. You're eating egg beaters instead of eggs. You're eating margarine instead of butter, and you're eating, fall meat, or you become a vegetarian, or you become a vegan or something. And what happens is you wind up with all these diseases like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and so on.
Yeah, that's worse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a terrible thing what they did. All those diseases are physician-caused diseases by telling people to get off of the basic nutrients necessary to maintain the brain.
Hold on, Doc. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and take some phone calls, continue chatting with you. And the next hour, your last hour with us, we'll take phone calls as well. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website, the number to call where there are human beings there without rodent brains, just there to help you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And we will be back in a moment. I've got a whole bunch of emails to read to Doc Wallach and your calls. And if we can help you out and give you a little advice, that's the name of the game. Remember, we're supposed to tell you that these are not cures. Just remember that. Yes, indeed. And we are with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Get a chance to get up to his website and see some of the incredible things they are doing there. Our luncheon series wraps up next Tuesday with Dr. Bruce Goldberg, their hypnotherapist. It's going to be in Los Angeles, last one of the year. Send an email if you're interested in attending at lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. Lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. We'd love to see you. And welcome back. Later tonight, Patty Greer joins us. Incredible stories of crop formations. We are with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com and a number to call in case information buzzes you by and you need to talk to somebody, 1-855-949-7234. We'll take calls next hour with the doc as well. Doc, the calls are rolling in for you, but the emails, I've never seen anything like this. I want to read off a few of them before I get inundated with paperwork here.
Okay, let's go for it.
Mark writes, I just found out that my neighbor's 12-year-old daughter has been diagnosed with scoliosis. Her spine is what they call a 37. I'm not sure what that means. Her parents are very broken up about this. Not the greatest with details either. She's healthy. She's got proper weight and height. But what can we do for her?
Okay, well, George, first of all, scoliosis is a nutritional deficiency disease where the spine, which is supposed to be, and when you look at it from front to back, it's a vertical. When you have scoliosis, it turns into an S. You get an S curve in there, and people can lose 4, 5, 6, 7 inches in height.
Ouch.
Okay. And it causes all kinds of peripheral neuropathies, pain in the legs, and this sort of thing. Also for the digestive system and the heart, you get atrial fibrillation. You get bladder problems. Mm-hmm. You get incontinence and want to dribble urine all the time and so forth. Very painful, dysfunctional. And so what you do is give them what we call a program is for musculoskeletal stuff, everything from lupus to arthritis and fibromyalgia. And then we hang them upside down on inversion tables and let gravity do the work.
For real? You yeah. Do that? Okay.
And so the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. We throw a lot of vitamin D3 at them. And the body's able to repair itself. These kids usually have an absorption problem. They can't absorb nutrients that they consume orally. And so you have to get them on a gluten-free diet. It's the good food, bad food list thing. Got to get them off of gluten so their intestines will heal, increase the efficiency of absorption, then give them the 90 essential nutrients. We actually call the program from musculoskeletal stuff the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. You throw that in, and we actually have what we call secret sauces with the raw materials to encourage regrowth and maintenance of elastic fibers, which is necessary for good, healthy disc between the vertebrae, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And even we actually have one lady who's in her 60s, and she lost 7 inches in height over like a 40-year period of scoliosis.
They just kind of like bend over? Is that what happens?
Well, they just sort of just shrink.
They shrink up.
Because their vertebral column, instead of being a vertical up and down, becomes an S-curve. So they lose height and puts pressure on the roots of the spinal nerves that control your internal organs and things, plus your muscles and joints. And so what we do, again, is give them the nutrients necessary for repair. We get them off of gluten to increase absorption efficiency, and then we hang them upside down. It takes a little while to get vertical because we don't want to tear anything.
How long do you invert them?
For about 10, 15 minutes, three or four times a day. And again, we don't go straight from zero to total inversion. We start out at 45-degree angle.
Right, right. Too much blood would rush to their heads.
Yeah, and it might tear some of these ligaments, which are not doing well to begin with anyway. And so then after, say, a month at 45 degrees, then you go to 60 degrees for a month, then you go to 75 degrees and so forth, and your goal is to get them to 90 degrees maybe in 4 months, 6 months. And then you're home free.
And you say there's a deficiency. So
yes.
During the pregnancy, is something lacking here?
No, this is post-pregnancy. They can be normal for the first couple of years of life.
Okay.
And then because they cannot absorb efficiently, plus these nutrients are no longer found in optimal amounts in the food, for reasons we can get into if you want. But also, some of these nutrients are not there at all.
Right.
So we do have to supplement to make sure they get the optimal amounts of all 90 essential nutrients, and then you use the gravity of the inversion table to let their body weight straighten them out.
Straighten them out.
They don't need a full body cast. They don't need steel rods put in their back.
Oh, gosh. It's got to be
painful. Now it's still the current therapy from the medical system, is to put steel rods in these kids' backs and do surgery on them and fuse their vertebrae together and all kinds of stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely like torture 2,000 years ago.
Let's go to the phones, and don't forget, we're taking calls next hour with Doc Wallach, too. So if we don't get to you this hour, what's left of it, don't worry about it. We'll get to you. First-time caller, Sharon, Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, George, and hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Sharon.
So, hey, I've been following Dr. Wallach and your advice for over 20 years. And recently, though, I heard that there was some big research done on diets to follow, and they said that if you eat meat and dairy, you will absolutely get cancer. Your thoughts, please.
Okay. Well, that's a little overreach. The longest-lived people on Earth are all herdsmen. There's no vegetarians in the top 20 longevity cultures. Okay. And so that's not true. That's an overreach. However, again, in the 1970s, based on my big project with 20,000 autopsies, what I found was that people who ate processed meats, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, chorizo, those kind of things, they have chemicals in them that increase your risk of cancer the same as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
And heavily smoked meat, too.
Exactly. Right? And, George, you're right on the right track there, because Harvard did a study. It was called the Harvard Nurses Health Study. They looked at 90,000 nurses over a 20-year period, and they found out the women who cooked their meat very well done, where the fat was really seriously browned or even burnt like charcoal, increased the risk of breast cancer by 462%. 462% increase in breast cancer if they ate their meat cooked very well done, which is what doctors told them to do to avoid salmonella and E. coli. Okay, so again, this increase in cancer risk is due to doctors giving misinformation to their patients.
Now, what about dairy? I don't drink a lot of dairy. I'll have a little cheese once in a while, but what about dairy? Is that a problem?
No, actually, dairy is a good food. You know, when you look at all the mammals all over the world, with regards to all vertebrates species that are mammals, the first food is milk. Okay, you know, the good Lord gave us milk as our first food because it's a good food, has lots of nutrients in it. We're designed to absorb and digest and utilize the nutrients in milk. And there's a big study that just came out this year. It was like in June of this year, where they showed that this was a study on 135,000 people from, I think it was like 18 countries. What they found out was, George, that the more dairy fat you eat, the less likely you are to get Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and Huntington's disease.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so they showed that, you know, high-fat dairy, like whole milk instead of skim milk, high-fat yogurt instead of zero-fat yogurt, things like butter instead of cream. And I followed up on that, did quite a bit of a literature search. And my newest CD is called A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away, because you prevent all those diseases by eating a stick of butter a day.
I remember at a conference that I was hosting, and you were on the panel with another doctor. Boy, did you get him mad. Remember that?
Well, that's why only dead doctors don't lie. They don't want to hear the truth. You know, they think to be curious. Well, you know, we haven't done a good job in dealing with Parkinson's disease and MS. I'm listening. It sounds weird, but, you know, I might send you a couple of patients to see what you can do with them, because I'm not helping them. And but they don't. They never do that. They always just say, oh, that's weird, you're a quack, because it flies in the face of their theory, which is a failed theory.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, phone number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. That number does not change. Keep it, 1-855-949-7234. We now go to Port Huron, Michigan. Harry's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Harry.
Hey, good morning. Doc, thanks for what you're doing so much.
Well, thank you.
My question for you, to be specific here, is I have GERD, the reflux disease, and what can I do to get rid of that? What can I do?
Okay, well, gastroesophageal reflux disease is actually caused by lack of stomach acid. 100% the opposite of what doctors say. Again, they failed to understand what's going on. Stomach acid has lots of functions, one of which is to keep the stomach environment acid, which sterilizes it. No yeast or bacteria or viruses will grow in your stomach when your pH is like 1.2, which is very acid, 1 being the most acid, 14 being the most alkaline, 7 being neutral. And bacteria and viruses won't grow in an environment of 1.2 to 1.5 pH. You start getting up around 3 and 4 and 5, you're going to get bacterial and yeast growth, and every time you eat carbohydrates and sugar and fiber, they ferment that, those carbohydrate things, and turn it into gas. That's where you get GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. So all of these stomach antacids were actually the wrong approach to go. It really should be renamed lack of stomach acid reflux. Okay, the enzyme pepsin won't work in a neutral or alkaline environment to break down proteins into amino acids. Also, you need the intrinsic factor to bind with B12 to absorb it. You can eat 5 pounds of vitamin B12 and still be vitamin B12 deficiency if your stomach pH is 3 or 4 or 5. It needs to be 1.2 to 1.5, and then the intrinsic factor will work. You're going to get all kinds of deficiency diseases for minerals. You'll be iron deficient anemic if you don't have stomach acid. You won't be able to absorb calcium if you don't have stomach acid. And so many of the problems we have, again, are due to misinformation handed out by medical doctors based on sort of guesses as opposed to really looking at what's happening.
Doctor, food poisoning. I'm told that you could get food poisoning and it won't hit you sometimes right away. You might go to bed and wake up and you'd be sick as a dog. Is that true?
That's correct. Food poisoning can be caused two ways. Number one, it can be caused by the toxins put out by bacteria and yeast and viruses and things in food. And you're not going to absorb the toxins maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 hours after you eat. And so it might be after you sleep. You wake up in the middle of the night with great stomach pain and throwing up and nausea and stuff. But also, food poisoning can be caused by actual, again, bacterial growth, like E. coli and salmonella, those types of things. And, of course, there's been some big restaurant chains that had some big problems with E. coli.
That's right.
Last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah. David writes, the vet, this is right down your alley here,
okay.
The vet says, my 13-year-old cat is showing signs of gingivitis, that's a gum disease,
mm-hmm.
and needs a $500 tooth cleaning with an anesthesiologist and two assistants. The vet says, no cat has ever died while having their teeth cleaned, but that death under anesthesia was a possibility. I'm scared. What do I do? This is a little cat story for you, vet.
Okay. Well, first of all, receding gums in all species is due to nutritional deficiencies. It's osteoporosis of the jaw and the face. And as the bones go away, there's nothing for the gums to sit on, so they recede and the teeth get loose, and bacteria and yeast get in between the roots of the teeth and the jaw bones and the facial bones, I actually call them maxilla, which are kind of like your cheeks in the front part of your face where your teeth are in. And this is caused by osteoporosis of face. You can be deficient in vitamin D3 and minerals, including calcium. And so what we do, of course, again, we get people, they're acid correct in their stomach. We actually have an enzyme product called Ultimate Enzymes, which is beautiful. Not only is it an enzyme product, but it also has stomach acid in it, which makes the stomach more functional when it comes to digestion and keep the stomach sterile and so forth. And so we like people to take the Ultimate Enzymes to acidify their stomach and get those digestive enzymes going, stomach enzymes and intestinal enzymes. And then we give them, again, the healthy bone and joint pack, which is for musculoskeletal things, including receding gums, gingivitis, pyorrhea, which is infection in these cases, and people in animals' teeth, including the cat, will tighten up. The gums come back, and they look younger, because when you look at a little old person who's 80, 90, 100 years old, they look like a little old person because they have osteoporosis of the face and the skull.
That's right.
And so for cats, I would use the... We have a whole program called For Tails Only for Cats and Dogs.
That was very, very smart, by the way, going into the animal supplement end of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People love their pets as much as they do their other family members.
Sure.
And so they want to take good care of them. And so what we want to do is give them what we call Arthrodex for cats and dogs and any other animals they might have as a pet. Great for bird-type pets, you know, finches and macaws and things like that. At any rate, it's called Arthrodex. It's a crystal. You just put, it's like, say, a scoop per 25 pounds of body weight, and usually cats will be 5 to 8 pounds. So you might put a third of a scoop of the Arthrodex in their food. And then our vitamin D3 capsules, you can open up one of those and put that powder in their food. Also, you want to give them the omega-3s or EFAs, one or two of those. You can just stick them with a pin and squirt them. I like the EFA pluses for cats because it's made for fish oils. They just love that. And rebuild their facial bones. And the gingivitis goes away. And you can give them, we actually have the chew toys, which are for cats and dogs and are for tails only division. And this all goes away. Please do not put the cat under anesthesia and run up a $500 bill when you can, that would be like almost a lifetime worth of food for the cat.
Let's see now if Brian in Noonan, Georgia is with us. See if we can get you in here, Brian. Go ahead.
Hey, hey, George. Hey, Dr. Wallach.
Hi there.
Hey, quick question for Dr. Wallach. My mom has severe COPD, and she was just in the hospital for it and had a big flare-up, and I'm wondering if there's something that she can take to help, you know, with the flare-up,
right,
as well as maybe help reduce it.
COPD has to do with the lungs, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's kind of a cousin to asthma, and it can be found in kids. It can be found in middle-aged people.
Heavy smokers.
It could be certainly aggravated by smoking, working with dust and chemicals and solvents and paints and things. But it's a nutritional deficiency disease, and it's aggravated by smoking and these other things. They might run together. People who have self-destructive habits oftentimes will have malabsorption, and they cannot absorb nutrients very well, and so they get what's called pica, or cribbing, or cravings, and they're looking for something, and they get introduced to cigarettes or tobacco or alcohol or drugs, and they get hooked because these things are addictive. Well, again, in addition to the mother, I'd give her, do you know what your mom weighs?
Let me get it. Go ahead, Bri.
I don't know right offhand, probably around 150, 180,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. Somewhere between 150 and 180. Okay, that's good.
40 seconds left, though.
Okay, what I'd do is I'd give her two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. They contain the nutrients. This is our big hammer, the nutrients necessary to support maintenance, repair, and physiology of lungs and brain and liver and heart and so forth. I'd also give her the OxyBody. It's an oxygen source. I'd give her 2 ounces a day of the OxyBody. One an hour before breakfast, a second ounce an hour before dinner time, get that blood oxygen level up. We've saved a lot of lives doing that.
All right, we're going to come back, final hour to go, with Doc Wallach and your phone calls from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call if information is necessary for you, 1-855 949-7234.